Goshirakawa defeated Sutoku, but realized he could not keep his position and power without the support of the samurai. He awarded Taira no Kiyomori, samurai leader of the Heikei clan, with the title Lord of Harima. This brought the Heikei as the most powerful samurai clan under his control. But the samurai leader of the Genji clan, Minamoto no Yoshitomo, was furious about this appointment by the emperor, because it was he, Yoshitomo, who had stopped Sutoku's main army and taken the castle by storm, not Kiyomori. For 3 years, Yoshitomo's hatred for Kiyomori grew. Then, in 1159, he joined forces with Fujiwara Nobuyori, and the Genjis went to war against the Heikis. But Yoshitomo and his allies suffered a crushing defeat. Another powerful samurai leader celebrated for his valor, Minamoto no Yorimasa, had allied his forces with the Heikis, so they retained their hold on power. This was the Battle of Heiji, the beginning of a long feud between the Genjis and the Heikis. After this battle, Fujiwara Nobuyori, Minamoto no Yoshitomo, and Yoshihira were beheaded, and other members of the Genji clan were exiled to remote places. As a result, the power of the Genji clan declined drastically. Among those exiled was Yoshitomo's son, Yoritomo. Although he was only 12 years old, Yoritomo had also fought in the battle. Meanwhile, Kiyomori, leader of the Heikis, strengthened his relationship with the imperial family by making his daughter marry the emperor, Takakura. With this marriage, Kiyomori solidified his power and influence. But the emperor Goshirakawa was not pleased. He was concerned that Kiyomori and the Heikis were becoming too powerful.